other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of
20. Jones here, now into the third hour, continuing with your phone calls. Mike in Washington State was just bringing up a banned Disney cartoon. Tell us more about it, Mike.
It just starts out, it's called The Making of a Nazi, and it just goes into saying that it starts as soon as they're a child, and it talks about eugenics and Goebbels and Goering in it, and it's an interesting cartoon. I was just curious if you had seen it, and if not, I was going to send it to you.
I got killed, but I'm living still. I was a dam building across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain, and I'll be back again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Look out your window, baby. year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are sailing right along here by sound of indifference because our ISD inline connection to Minnesota here from Austin, Texas went down. And we're trying to reestablish that. Of course, it's the network's end. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in New York. Thanks for holding, Don. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. I was getting numb here, sitting there.
Well, hey, you're on the air now. You want
to
talk?
Yeah. I wanted to encourage you first that God's got the healing power, and that's why you need to, on air, believe that he can do it. And then they're a witness for God.
I understand all that, sir, and I have faith in God. I was just earlier.
I was just trying to encourage you, that's
mm-hmm.
all.
No, I understand, Don. That's very nice of you. But what I was saying earlier was is that everybody's got really bad allergies, and I was talking about it on air to ask the question to the people, why are allergies so prevalent now when they weren't just a few decades ago? I wasn't really talking about myself.
No, I was just saying I wanted to stay on subject of what you were talking about. Bush there when he was on the other air on the air yesterday, that nobody seems to have noticed that the things that were missing from that, like no reporters, they didn't pan the camera, they didn't show his hands or any hand movements. It was like a still, and he didn't have any comments or any background feed there. You know what I mean? There's no commentary for 2 hours after a half an hour speech. Everything was missing that they usually always did with him. I know.
It was just our great leader making a pronouncement to us. I know it was very bizarre. And again, again, he talks about surging troops, 22,000 additional, but that just allows the Democrats to then fight the surge, not fight being in Iraq overall. So the question is, if the Democrats were sent to Congress to get us out of the war, why are they keeping us in the war? And the answer is, because the people don't run this country. And as soon as we start admitting how bad things have really gotten, we can then turn it around. But what did you think of the speech overall, Don?
I see it as just propaganda since the 70s. I was always worried about this happening, that if the media is ever to be completely controlled, that we'd only hear propaganda and no, you know, indoctrination, basically, is what it is. It's all indoctrination. There is no, every time you say anything that's truth, it's your opinion, your opinion. I keep hearing this crap for, and then I saw patterns with our clothing of all the, since for 15, 20 years, people act like I'm nuts telling them, why are we paying full price for clothing? Like it's made in the Union in America, and so I saw these signs a long time ago.
And now you can't find clothes made in America. Thank you so much, Don, and thank you for saying that, you know, God's the answer, because I totally agree with you.
It's just that you getting healed on air and believing that God is the one, that is Jesus Christ, the God, not just any God, because God is now any God that you know, and God we trust, the money.
We talk about Jesus here on the air, but if you want to get right down to names, that's not even the name. Jesus isn't the name, so I understand, but we all know who we're talking about here. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Look, bottom line here, the reason I talked about my allergies on air is because I sounded like a giant toad, and I haven't sounded like myself for almost 2 weeks. So if I'm a bit irritable or a bit stuffy sounding, I'm just letting people know why. And then I was kind of marveling on, my gosh, these allergies have really gotten bad in the general public. I am not big on the faith healers and not big on, you know, that whole kind of evangelical thing. I know that God can heal people. I know God does. I know Jesus did, Yahweh. I understand all that, sir. But this is a news show. And so that's what I've, you know, just been discussing and talking about here on Air, Don, but thank you. Jay, where are you calling us from today?
Jerry?
Okay.
Are you speaking to me, Alex?
Yeah, whatever your name is. Go ahead, caller.
It's Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah, I spoke to you last week on the 3rd. I'm sorry. I was sitting here, and I thought you said John.
It doesn't matter. We're a disaster. It doesn't really matter, but go ahead.
That's all right. Well, forgive me. You know, there's a couple of things I want to talk about, and you remember Shirley Anderson last week on the 3rd. She was on your show.
Yes.
She was pummeled by the cops.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you kind of an update. I'm basically her advocate now.
Let's give people some background, because we're kind of having a private discussion right now.
I'm sorry.
No, sir. There's nothing for you to be sorry about, but please quit saying you're sorry. Okay, let's stop right there. No one has to grovel to me because I'm a radio talk show host, okay?
Got you that.
All right. Let's just stop right there. Okay? Now, this is a lady last week who we had on who got beat up by the police for handing out my videos and other videos and writing a letter to the editor. Okay, go ahead now.
Well, it looks like instead of the court taking place in this small town that wouldn't be a good place to have it, especially when they were giving her, what do you call it when they give you your own lawyer?
Court-appointed.
Yeah. Well, I found her an attorney, of course. I told you that last week.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. You're very nice.
Hey, not a problem. Glad to do it. It looks like it's going to go to federal court instead.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to go straight to federal court because this attorney is going full bore on this one. I want to just leave it at that, if you know what I mean. I don't want to give out too much. Hopefully there's not the wrong people listening, so.
So, they clearly violated her God-given rights, her civil rights,
absolutely,
whatever they want to call it, and so you found him a lawyer to go on the offensive.
Correct.
Well, good job, man. I mean, that's what we try to do is have these occasional guests on. We had two on that day being harassed by the authorities, the officials.
Another thing, you're talking about allergies in your town or your city.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a bunch of chemtrail activity in the last month or something? Is it possible?
Massive, total, complete chemtrails. But see, this is the difference. A chemical trail normally sprayed at 10 to 30,000 feet isn't dispersed directly below where it's being released.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the tens of thousands of declassified admissions of chemical, biological, and radiological releases, they've used small fixed wing like Cessna or Pipers, mm-hmm. or they've used helicopters to deploy it, and you can find hundreds of mainstream news articles and Senate hearings about it. Everyone seems to think the biological and chemical spraying of the American people is taking place from large jet aircraft up in the jet stream.
Mm-hmm.
And that is more the evidence that that points towards a larger weather modification and over-the-horizon radar program. But there's all these books written, all these people that talk, but nothing I've ever seen other than what I've seen in the papers and from research. No one ever wants to talk about all the admissions of chemical, biological, radiological testing on the American people. So I have no doubt that there couldn't be problems associated with that.
I'm thinking the same thing. And one more thing, and I'll let you go. And this morning, I caught George Bush on the television, Medal of Honor, posthumously, and he was with the family and a group of people, and he seemed, I hate to say this, but he seemed high. His words were, mixed up, minced. He was saying the wrong things. And
Who, George Bush?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I've got a video of him getting off a helicopter a few months ago at the Crawford movie set where he acts like a cowboy to fool everybody, though he's scared of horses and a cowardly Kenny Bunkport chicken neck and a carpetbagger. But nothing against Yankees, folks, but if I was up in the North posing as a Northerner, it'd be a joke if I came in and put on their dress and started talking like them. And he just gives Texas a bad name, and I'm sick of the cowardly piece of filth. I'm tired of carpetbaggers, period.
I'm agreeing with you.
But he certainly, I mean, I've got a video of him stumbling off a helicopter. Him and Laura are completely drunk.
Oh, boy.
And, I mean, it's a free country. Bush is allowed to get drunk. And people get drunk. I've been drunk before myself, though I don't really drink anymore. I might have a drink here or there. I shouldn't even do that. The point is it's the lying about it. You know, it's the and alcohol is destructive when you get into it heavily. And we know he's a cokehead. I mean, everybody in Texas knows that from his college days. And we know he got a DWI, and we know that people that write about it get killed. So, that's just your president.
Right. And we'll leave it at that.
All right, Tate. Listen, I really appreciate you, sir. And I'm sorry I got your name wrong, Jerry. I had it written down here as Jay. So I really do appreciate you coming on with us. Let's talk to Kevin in Boston, if I can get names straight. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hi, thanks, Alex. Your show may be a disaster, but it's only a disaster for the New World Order.
No, I know. I meant it was a disaster because both ISDN lines, we have a backup, both of them went down. And then it's just everything.
Well, you got a good show going, and I'm one of those former liberals that you woke up, and now I'm a blogger on awrm.org, a well-regulated militia. You were right on, the callers were calling in about that Leo Wanta story.
Terrible.
Lo and behold, a day later, the Cloak's own website puts up, there were only two postings for the other day, two stories, kind of semi-retractions, one by Greg Szymanski and one by V.K. Durham, kind of questioning now Leo Wanta's credibility when they've been pumping this story up and raising
please.
Some hope.
Just give me a break. Nukes are going to blow up Houston one day, then it's something the next. My predictions, unfortunately, have come true. Things I've talked about are real because I really try to give people the facts. I really research this stuff. And I'm not, I got a decent brain on my shoulders. But, I'm not even trying to attack people. I'm just, this stuff is destroying our movement. And I've had enough of it. I've had enough of space beams. I've had enough of, magical trillions that somebody's got. That's one step up above from the emails you get. I'm a Nigerian prince. Send me 4,000. I'll send you 10 million.
Well, you explain how New World Order techniques, Order of Chaos works, but just like you said, I wanted to keep things positive. They have some of the same guests that you have on. They do put out some good stuff occasionally, but I wanted to ask you, how do you sense and ID and avoid disinformation, because I don't know that they're disinformationists as much as they're just gullible sometimes and looking to get to a story. But
you know what? I'll comment on that when we get back. It's a perfect segue.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play.
All right. People ask me how I recognize this information. And really, it's been in this game this long. It's known who the players are, watching people, studying different organizations, different groups. and really watching MO. But the biggest thing is, you go to most of these Patriot sites, all they do is attack other people. That's all they do. Now, most of them do it because of ego. They're crazy. They're egomaniacs. They're fighting the New World Order because they want to be aristocrats themselves. You know, that's what the elite thinks we all want. The elite thinks anyone who's fighting them is really just some rogue group who would like to supplant them. And to a certain extent, that's true. I mean, just because the elite are fallen, doesn't mean oh, my goodness, what a lot of fun today, boy. I can tell you what, this has really been a lot of fun. We are back, got our ISDN line stuff somewhat straightened up, hopefully.
on the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
Compulsive consumers. That's their, they think of that as their national pride. It's their civic duty. Consumption. It's the new national pastime. It's consumption. The only true lasting American value that's left, buying things. Buying things. People spending money they don't have on things they don't need. Money they don't have on things they don't need. So they can max out their credit cards and spend the rest of their lives paying 18% interest on something that costs $12.50. And they didn't like it when they got it home anyway. Not too bright, folks. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that and the kids still can't pass the test. He said, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. And everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education! Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things. The flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start? Left behind? Someone's losing ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, that the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all
the... We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. A couple times a year this happens where we have a problem with the connection to the network up in Minnesota. But I'm here. I know we got loaded phones and a few of the news stories I want to hit on. This has got to be a day before I leave for a couple days on vacation. Visit family. Got to always have a fun show right before I leave town, so I apologize to everybody out there. But a caller, before I get interrupted by the lines continuing to crud out, the caller was asking me, you know, how you tell disinformation. And it's really pretty easy to do. I mean, when you for years have websites and groups that all they do is attack everyone else. And they'll always talk about how they're persecuted, though. That's always an important part about it. They will attack and lie and just make stuff up or take half-truths and then expand on it and build on it and twist it. And they do it and they do it and they do it and they do it. And you've got those types. But very few of those are actually COINTELPRO government operations, even though there's over $1.5 billion just, you know, in a two-year period spent admittedly on domestic propaganda. And now they admit the Pentagon and all these other corporations and government together are buying all these bloggers and doing all this stuff out there to put out background chatter and noise and disinfo. And then you got other people who get on the web and the internet and radio, and they find that they just come up with cockamamie stories, shocking things that they'll get attention. And then, of course, they get attention a couple times, but they cry wolf, and people figure out that they're, doesn't matter if they're a government agent or they're disinfo or they're just publicity whores or whatever they are, people know they're a fraud. So you've got those types out there. And, you know, I don't know who all these people are. I don't know for sure who they are. Some of them we found out, some of them we discovered. I mean, you know, there have been people I've had on this show over and over again. You know, one of them, a big peak oil pusher. And then he said, oh, forget about 9/11. It's a dead issue. We need to reduce the world population. And even though I knew they were total, have gotten the discernment for this. And so folks want me to sit up here and debunk everybody and be the good shepherd and tell everybody what's good and tell everybody what's bad. And I don't do that. The reason for all my problems and my delivery and everything, and I make mistakes too, that I have 10 times the listeners on the internet alone, just on the internet listener watch, of any other Patriot or Truth talk show in the country. As George Norley said without prompting, I have the biggest unrated, unmainstream show in the country. He knows that. And we do have stations that are getting ratings. Ted Anderson actually gets the Arbitron book. But it's like a paltry 280,000 every 15 minutes or something, and that's just from a few stations that we have that actually get the Arbitron. But it's over 3 hours, it's over 2 million people. That's rated just on AM and FM stations. But on the Internet, we have over 5,000 simultaneous listeners at any one time. The biggest other so-called Patriot show even on this network, and and those shows dwarf the other networks, are 500, 600. You know why people listen to this show? Because they know I'm pure of heart. Man, I'm the real thing. I mean, I get up here and talk bad about myself. I get up here and talk about things I don't like. I mean, that's the way I am. That's who I am. I mean, I get up here on air and go, man, I don't like some of the sponsors that are on here with me. I never really liked Dr. Dean Adell, but my respect for him went way up the other day when I heard him attack his own sponsor. He says it's embarrassing to him. He doesn't believe in some of the get-well-quick, magic-cure stuff, and he doesn't like it. Now, I tend to disagree with him that vitamins aren't good and there isn't real stuff out there. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, I respect it. First time I ever heard somebody other than myself go, man, I don't like that advertising. You know, that's because, I mean, I have to feel good about myself. I mean, I am a good guy. I try to be a good person. I have a conscience. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I say make copies of my videos. That's why I make a $100,000 film. It's been most of the money I got making Terror Storm. And then I put it out for free on Google Video and just ask you to give it to people. I just want to fight the corruption. I just want to bring them to justice. That's what I'm into. That's what floats my boat. But I get embarrassed by this movement. I get not by you, the listeners, wonderful, fabulous, caring, compassionate. That's why I don't want you calling up thanking me and telling me how great I am, because I think you're great. I'm just doing my job. I feel like I don't do a good enough job, and I don't deliver the information good enough. I don't do enough research, even though I try. You know, that's the thing. Growing up, I'd always share my jelly beans, or, you know, I'd always, you know, give my jacket to another little kid. I mean, I am a sharing good person. Everybody who knows me knows that. And, you know, I grew up in Dallas in an upper middle class neighborhood where up the hill where the really big houses were, there were a bunch of rich preachers. And growing up, I knew their children. They were all in rock bands. They did drugs. You know, I was a straight arrow compared to them. They would laugh about how they were scamming people. It was all a big joke. And, I grew up around these people. Famous preachers, folks. Famous people. Dallas, Rockwall, the main nest of them. And so growing up, then I got into the Patriot movement, and there's a lot of good people in this movement. But you've never heard me until about a month ago, and I said, well, hell, if there's going to be all these people who I know are shysters constantly squeezing people, I might as well tell you, listeners, hey, if you give me donations, I will spend it. I will use it to fight the New World Order. I can't believe the type of stuff I've seen go on. I can't believe it. You know, Genesis doesn't do that, folks. And I see it go on in other quarters, and it's embarrassing. I mean, it's embarrassing me. I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good when I lay my head down at night. But then I have to balance all of this. You know, so I say to myself, I mean, that's how I got off into that yesterday. I was talking about several issues, several different people, several different groups, several different things I've witnessed. You ought to see them. They all call kicking and screaming, thinking I'm talking about them. I'm talking about the whole thing. And so all I've ever told you, listeners, is, yes, the government, the media is corrupt. It's full of good, the bad, and the ugly. And the same thing with the truth movement or the Patriot movement, whatever you want to call it. Just because you're looking for something different, and just because you're out there looking for the alternative, doesn't mean that everything that claims it's an alternative is necessarily good. That's why I say, never believe what I say. Don't see me as your leader. Go check this out for yourself. And you do. Many of you go check out what I say, and you find out many times it's worse than what I've actually said, because you find stuff I didn't know about. You find what I said, then you find more. And then that's who we listen to, your emails, your letters, your calls, the guests we bring on. This is a college. We're like always in school. I'm trying to learn more every day. And I weigh this. You know, people want me to, well, what about this person? Well, what about that person? Well, is this person good? Is that person good? And a lot of times we don't know. You know, I have some former big Bush administration official on, and they act normal and put out good info, and then a year later they just totally start saying kooky stuff. I mean, it's pretty clear what that is. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that that's thoroughbred disinfo. And that's directly from the source. But then most of it's just ego. That's what really depresses me, is that most of these people aren't agents or whatever. They're just grifters. And I was trying, last night I was thinking about going on air and exposing all this, and I thought, my God, I'm going to have to, like, write a book. I mean, I'll have to write hundreds of pages. I mean, so many witnesses and employees and in just all of it, so many things. If I was going to do this, I'd have to do it right. It's kind of like when I say, well, if I'm going to talk about 9/11, I want to spend a couple hours on it and really go through some evidence. Which is kind of good. I got sick and felt bad and was irritable because I've been needing to expose this, but because I didn't want to get involved in all of it, I didn't. But then, when you get threatened repeatedly, you have to. It's just a matter of course to do it. You know, that's how I've lived my life, standing up to bullies. And it is depressing. Yesterday, I was on air, and then somebody called in, and you know, I was just saying, you know what, you ought to just support us. You ought to buy a bunch of our videos and books, having plugged yesterday, to support this outreach, what we're doing, just to help us get the word out. You need to. And then I went off into, you know, my gosh, because there's these old ladies that get ripped off. I mean, I know these old ladies here locally who quote, loan the money and they're told it's gone. You know, I mean, I know what's going on here locally. I've heard it on the radio, talk show host saying, well, you know, give me your inheritance. I mean, you know, give me your money when you die. I mean, that's embarrassing. And I mean, I have people every week come up to me and think that I'm on that other network. That's the torture part. And the individual knows full well that people can't differentiate. The individual knows full well that collections are made on my back, on my name, on who I am when I'm not even asking for donations. And people can't tell the difference what's on these local stations, these local micro FMs. They can't tell. They don't know. And it's intentionally made where it's not clear. And so not in my name. Not in my name. And then you just, you know, out of disgust, you make a slight comment that only that individual would know about. And they concoct a lie that is so laughable that literally had people rolling in my office, and I said, that's not funny. You know, and then add some credibility to it, you know, some mindless salve of, oh, I've had an investigator. I mean, totally made up. There's no investigator. There's no finding. Show it. Bring it out now. By the way, I need listeners that heard that and what their interpretation was to send me, go write up your letter, have it notarized, and send it to me. That's important evidence. And I mean, so that's the type of stuff. And then what made me even sicker, I was going to ignore it, even after the threats and the rest of it. I was going to ignore it until other locals, one of them in particular, well, you know, Alex, Alex needs to just not start stuff. You know, I never talked about it until I found out it happened to a bunch of other people because it was so weird. One time I was at this person's house, and this person just out of the blue was pointing a gun at me. And I got up and said, don't ever do that again. And then I really never came around them again. And then I find out they're attacking me all the time, on air, off air. And I go, hey, you better quit that or I'm going to expose you. Okay, we'll have a truce. Constantly lying behind the scenes. Constantly. And then I found out at meetings at his office, he pulls the gun out and puts it on the table just in the middle of nowhere. And then I found out about people that use drugs with him, and then delivery of hardcore stuff was made. I mean, folks, I've been on air. I told you I haven't smoked pot since I was like 17 years old, and I never liked it. I'm straight as it goes, man. I'll drink a Budweiser occasionally. And I mean, to have someone get on air and say things about me that they themselves are doing. I mean, I have eyewitnesses. I have employees. I have all the people, people's wives with big black shiners, calling Jack Blood's son a bastard, a little baby, when it's not. He lives with his child, with his wife. I mean, just every evil you can imagine. And then the weird people who are like in this movement around here think all that's normal. They think all that's good. So somebody has called me before and threatened me, and they've done it on air and all their stuff. That's it. I was already going on vacation for a few days, and while I'm on vacation, I'm going to write a big article. You can be absolutely assured. And just anyone in Austin, Texas, who supports the carpetbagger that moved down here to attach himself to me, and it's immoral. I don't like to wake people up and then know that I'm not here trying to get volunteers or money or asking for anything, and to know that they all go towards that light, that bug zapper in the sky. And so that's it. I am going to litigate, guaranteed, promised, and I'm going to expose. You slandered and libeled the wrong person, buddy. You're going down for what you've done. I'm going to expose every bit of it.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Yeah, when I'm back next week, I am going to need listeners who heard that stuff here locally on that talk station to actually come into my lawyer's office, Eric Tabb, and do sworn depositions. It'll be even more effective. I was just going to give out his address, and I may use Gibbons, too. And I'm going to have to, it's going to be something instant, man, in court. Okay, you said you hired a PI, boom, didn't. You say he does this, show it. It's like saying I flew to the moon, folks. Totally made up. Totally, just out of the blue, just making up lies. When I literally, it's like a mausoleum the size of a shopping mall full of skeletons. I mean, you talk about throwing rocks in glass houses. I live in a brick outhouse, folks. I mean, just no windows, no glass. Over the years, I don't throw stones at anybody, and I sit here and I take the on-air stuff, the sneaking around, the backstabbing, the lying. Hell, this person's the one that put out the lie 7 years ago. He gets on air and says, and we're even digging out that tape, yeah, I talked to 2020, and they're sending me a copy of the check he got to betray these people. Totally made up. Total lie. And I'm a schmuck. I put up with that and went along with that. And I'm not taking abuse anymore. No more. You're not ruining my vacation either. Almost. To do this, because it's hard with lawyers, man. I got to spend money. I got to go do depositions. I've actually hired PIs on John Villarreal in the city. And, baby, when I say somebody's stealing money, John Villarreal is in the state pen right now in Huntsville, Texas. Remember when I said all that a year ago? And he got in my face. He threatened me, too. He said, you're going to get it for this. And I said, listen to me, you little Mexican gangster. You're the one that's going to get it. And he's in prison right now. He made the mistake of threatening me, and we're going to get the rest of them, too. They're very close to being indicted. And this big old guy, one of the board members, get in my face and tell me I was going down, and I poked him right back in the chest, and I said, you're going down. So that's it. Ball is kicked off, baby, and I'm going full bore, period. And I'm going to get depositions from everybody who's seen them using drugs. Imagine that in court with that jury, accusing me of something I've never done since I was in high school. I'm as straight arrow as it gets. Getting on air and saying that about me. And see, we got all these people on record who heard it, not just the tape, but them calling me, asking me if it was true. That is deliberate malice aforethought. And the whole institution, the people that run it, they're the ones I'm going to sue. And any outlets I'm going to sue. Just watch. Just watch. Guaranteed. You can guarantee it. I promise you. That's it. And I'm going to do more. I'm going to expose everything. Everything. People that had guns pointed at them. Like psychopathically. You just look up, the person's pointing a gun, trying to menace you, getting off on it. Pure evil, folks. Deserved to be exposed before, will be exposed. I'm talking about the carpetbagger that came down here to Austin, that tries to act like he runs everything, confuses people. You don't ever threaten me. I told you once, and now you're going to find out. How dare you, you liar, and all the pomps that think your lie's okay. I'm going after you too. So you just get ready. And I need my listeners to help me with this. This is going to be serious. And I'm trying to make a North American Union film. I'm trying to do all these interviews. I'm trying to fight the New World Order. But you know what? You've got to do the right thing. And I'm going to clean out a nest of maggots. You go ahead and make your excuses. You'll see who wins. I've got God on my side.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.